Hawaii America Radio Network News, I'm Darren Copeland. President Bush has offered his condolences to Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today following a deadly bus bombing in Jerusalem. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says the president strongly condemned the vicious attack and says the suicide bombing yesterday reinforces the need for Palestinians to crack down on terrorist organizations.
I think the president's message is very clear. We continue to call on the Palestinian Authority to dismantle terrorist organizations. The Middle East peace process is something we remain fully committed to and fully engaged in.
McClellan says National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice and Secretary of State Colin Powell have been working the phones as well, trying to keep the Mideast peace process moving forward. A photo has been released of the vehicle West Virginia officials believe may be linked to three recent sniper shootings. The image is that of a dark-colored full-size F-150 truck. Kanoa County Chief Deputy Phil Morris says they received some help from an Australian company that specializes in computer animation.
They're the same company that did the sniper shooting, if you'll remember, the white van in Washington, D.C.
Meanwhile, Sheriff Dave Tucker says they've also determined that the same caliber weapon was used in all three shootings. He says the .22 caliber bullet likely fired from a high-powered rifle was used to gun down the victims at area convenience stores. Tucker has previously stated that his officers have uncovered information that suggests some type of illegal drug use may have played a role in the slayings.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke-Free, completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
While Chicago officials continue their push to get public school students into the classroom on time to start the fall semester, local education leaders resume contract talks with the teachers' union. Chicago Board of Education President Michael Scott says he expects to see all the teachers in their classrooms on August 27th, almost a week before students are to show up.
Both sides in these negotiations are working very, very, very hard. And at this minute, we see no potential for disruption of first day of school. As far as we know, the teachers and all the support staff will be in school and on time.
Meanwhile, the Chicago Teachers Union officials say members will work under the conditions of the expired contract. The old contract expired on June 30th. Despite 21 negotiating sessions, a new deal has not been hammered out. According to the union, negotiations continue in good faith, and the sides are far from an agreement.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Cannon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Police car chases are down significantly in Los Angeles. A review of LAPD records in the Los Angeles Times shows a 62% decline in police pursuits so far this year. Some of the LAPD's biggest critics are praising the numbers as a step in the right direction. Ramona Ripston, executive director of the ACLU, calls the stats astounding. Chief William Bratton, who insisted on a new chase policy shortly after taking the reins of the LAPD, says the figures are, quote, good news all around. A new policy adopted in January stresses the use of helicopters to follow suspects and more discretion on the part of cops to terminate a pursuit for minor infractions. Stocks ended the day lower today with disappointing results from the Dow component Hewlett-Packard. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 31 points to finish the day at 93.98. The NASDAQ dropped 1 point to 1761. The S&P 500 dropped 2 points to end the trading session at 1,000. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ask Shirley MacLaine, and she may tell you she was Marie Antoinette or even Zeus in another life. Believe that or not, I'll tell you about some real automotive reincarnations when I come back. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You won't need a seance to see where your old car might have gone. Just drive to your new car dealer, because 12 million vehicles were recycled last year. Thanks to Open Loop Recycling, any scrap of steel liquefied in the process melting furnace can be reformed into any shape. That means fenders of old Crown Vicks or Caprices might reincarnate as hoods of brand new Mercedes. And like the mythological Phoenix, steel conquers its trial by fire and is actually strengthened in the recycling process. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
here, right now, Mike Malloy.
This time we'll say bye to losing. Say bye.
Good evening, truth seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. I just looked over my right shoulder at MSNBC on the monitor here, and I see Cato Kaelin. Oh, my God. That guy's about 10 hours past his 15 minutes of fame, isn't he? Why do we have MSNBC on? Because I have finally found a news program that I think, you know, I'm constantly talking about how lousy the news programs are on network television, cable television especially. But at 8 o'clock Eastern every night on MSNBC, Keith Olbermann's program is excellent. Countdown, it's called. Check it out. He has a mix of the news and the bizarre and the humorous that is does a great job. Welcome to the program tonight, which is produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. Phone number here, if you want to jump in, 800-TALK-YES. That's 800-825-5937. Or you can email during the program, MikeDMalloy@earthlink.net. General Ashcroft. He loves to be called General. If you don't call him General, he gets all twitchy and pissed off. And if you work for him and don't call him General, he may make you do, copy in longhand the first five books of the Bible. But as we call him affectionately, the Crisco Kid spoke yesterday about all the freedoms and liberties that the Patriot Act preserves. We'll have a couple of those sound bites for you a little bit later in the program tonight. The newspeak never ends, does it? I think Ashcroft is probably the one who is the most psychotic in this administration. He got his job because Karl Rove knew that the fanatical Christian fundamentalist base that makes up the money bags, the Republican Party, had to be satisfied. They had to feel with Ashcroft the same way Clinton must have felt with Monica. So they produced, Rove came up with Ashcroft. But this guy is really, really Twilight Zone material, so we'll have some interesting sound bites from it. And just remember, the people of Missouri voted for a dead man rather than suffer through Ashcroft again. Kind of like Spencer Abraham when you get right down to it. A couple of news items here. An Islamic court in Nigeria yesterday suspended what would have been that country's first execution by stoning. The defendant was a man who was convicted of raping a 9-year-old girl. He confessed to the crime. The child was examined. Yes, she had been raped. A court had ordered that this guy be buried up to his neck and stoned to death, which is the penalty for adultery under the strict Islamic legal code that's been adopted by 12 of the various states in Nigeria's predominantly Muslim north. The man, what's his name? Mohammed Baranda, 54 years old, had confessed at his May 2002 trial. The court has instead decided to put him into a psychiatric hospital. Now, Baranda was one of four people seeking to have death by stoning sentences overturned by Islamic courts in Nigeria. And, of course, I know you're way ahead of me. The most prominent, of course, is that of Amina Lawal, a 32-year-old single mother who was convicted in March of 2002 of having sex outside her marriage. She got pregnant, and she was sentenced to be stoned to death once the baby born of this liaison is weaned, is no longer nursing. Now, her death sentence still stands. Her sentence of death by stoning is still hanging there, whereas this guy who raped a 9-year-old child has had his death sentence commuted to a psychiatric hospital. We have John Ashcroft would like to have that kind of law in this country. He would like women to be totally inconsequential. Any woman who committed adultery, any man for that matter, I guess. Well, they would probably make exceptions for men, but any woman who would commit adultery in the United States under an Ashcroft regime would be sentenced to death. How about this congressman from South Dakota? South Dakota has so few people. The only representative, Bill Janklow, who has been in politics out there for, 30 years. He was, I think, a 3-term governor. I believe, has he been a judge? Is he a judge, too? 4-term South Dakota governor. He's 63. He's a Republican. Here's another example of Republicans are not subject to the same laws and criminal penalties as you are, as I am. This guy, over a period of 4 years, received a dozen speeding tickets, sometimes going as fast as 90 in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. Time and time and time again, this unconscionable bastard was stopped for speeding. He used to make jokes about it. He would show up as governor and say, well, you know, I always pay the fines. Well, he did it again, only this time he also ran through a stop sign and killed a man riding on a motorcycle, driving a motorcycle. Just blew right through the stop line at 75 miles an hour, a 45-mile-an-hour speed limit, and killed Randolph Scott, 55 years old. He died when his motorcycle was struck by Janklow's car. Now, the most severe potential charge this Republican will face would be a vehicular homicide, but that requires involvement of alcohol or drugs. The maximum penalty for vehicular homicide in South Dakota is 15 years in prison and a $15,000 fine. Chances are he will probably be charged with causing an accident or something because this is a Republican. He ran a stop sign, collided with a motorcycle, and killed the 55-year-old man riding the motorcycle. The prosecutor said he'll decide whether or not to prosecute Janklow after the release of the report into the deadly crash. Twelve speeding tickets. What happens to you if you get 12 speeding tickets in a 4-year period of time? I'll tell you what happens here in Georgia if you get, 3, Kathy? In a 5-year period of time, you lose your license. But you see, Bill Janklow is a Republican, and Republicans are not required to obey the law, ever. Republicans in the age of Bush are allowed to do whatever they damn well please. Remember, we have people, anti-war protesters, who eyewitnesses to the bombing in Iraq, Americans who went to that country to observe, and now are being charged with financially supporting Iraq because these American anti-war people bought food or bought tea or whatever while they were in Iraq. So this religiously insane psychopath, John Ashcroft's Justice Department, is charging them with financially supporting Iraq. These people, these American citizens, are facing years in prison. By the same token, Dick Cheney could do business with Halliburton, do business as Halliburton CEO with Iraq any damn time he pleased during the latter part of the 90s. You see, Republicans are allowed to break any law they want to break. And if their connections are strong enough to the Bush crime family, nothing happens. Nothing. Ever. Like Ken Lay. Like Dick Cheney. Like Kissinger. And now like Representative Bill Janklow. The Associated Press calls him a mainstay of South Dakota Republican politics for 3 decades. So on his 13th speeding violation, he kills a man. Well, maybe they'll suspend his license for a couple of months, huh? Bad news if you're a Fish fan. Have you heard about this? The bass player for Fish, Mike Gordon, was arrested Monday a week ago. This is in RollingStone.com. What happened was he took a 9-year-old child, little girl, into a secluded boathouse during a show by the Dead in Jones Beach, New York. Now, the child had been invited backstage along with the child's parents by Fish bassist Mike Gordon. A little twist to the story. The parents, the father of this 9-year-old girl, has been identified as a leader of the Hell's Angels chapter in New Jersey, I believe. He was held, Gordon, Mike Gordon, was held by security at the show, the Dead show, and members of the Motorcycle Club, Hell's Angels, until police arrived. WNBC reported that the Hell's Angels, quote, were not gentle with the sensitive areas of Mike Gordon's body, close quote, while they waited for the police. Can you imagine this? This is really bad. This is so bad. Gordon said he wasn't doing anything. He said he took the little girl into a boathouse because he was taking art photos of the child. That's according to New York's WNBC television. Mike Gordon with Fish told police he was taking art photos of the little girl. The girl's mother freaked out. Where's my child? They found the child in this boathouse with Mike Gordon. And like I said, the father is a prominent member of Hell's Angels. Don't look for Mike Gordon to be playing bass for Fish anytime in the near future. He'll have to wait until his body parts heal. What else do we have here? A group of Gulf War veterans has filed a lawsuit. Did you hear about this? They're blaming corporations for providing the wherewithal for Saddam Hussein's chemical weapons program during the first Gulf War. So these veterans have filed a lawsuit seeking compensation for illnesses affecting more than 100,000 soldiers. You know, if you have a relative in the media in Iraq now, you might want to send the story on. It's in the Boston Globe today. A lawyer who is handling the suit said outside federal court in Brooklyn, quote, anyone with eyes and ears knew Saddam was killing people with poison gas in the 1980s. These companies have to be held accountable or they'll do the same thing in the future with some other tyrant, unquote. Now, the lawsuit seeks unspecified damages for more than 100,000 U.S. soldiers whom the lawsuit alleges suffered severe injuries and staggering economic losses after they were exposed to chemicals when coalition forces blew up Iraqi ammunition dumps. This is a good thing. This is a good lawsuit. This is what Eisenhower warned against, this filthy, filthy military-industrial complex. Stay with us.
Because Daddy likes porno and $10 whores. Daddy gets wasted and robs liquor stores. Daddy likes rubbing against little boys on the bus.
here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, Tom Baudette for Motel6.com. Next time you're goofing around on the internet, you know, in other words, the next time you're at work, click on over to Motel6.com for Click 6 Web Bargains. Those are special discounts at hundreds of locations that you can only get when you book online. Just look for the Click 6 icon at Motel6.com and then get back to work. I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light and the modem on for you. And a core hotel.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The Mike Molloy Show.
We are very lucky tonight to have joining us from California, Geneva, Bartkop.com's resident astrologer. Can you tell us anything about George W. Bush's chart?
There was a lot of stuff in his chart. He's got a lot of aspects on his own that would indicate that he would be easily maneuvered into being a puppet, a front man, or people who have more of a scheme in mind like that.
He is a very weak man when you get right down to it, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Extremely weak-willed. What sort of looming obstacles might keep Bush from being reelected? Is he going to face some sort of impeachment, criminal charges? Can you elaborate?
Well, that would be nice. I mean,
you know, yeah, it would.
If they did it to Clinton with as little as they had to go on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, why not?
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday. For animal celebrity boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
One way you can help is to find a child who needs somebody older in their life to say, I love you.
Well, we don't recommend that if you're the bass player for Fish that you do that. He has done it, and now he's facing just a whole lot of trouble after he recovers from, obviously, the severe beating he got from the child's father, who's a member of Hell's Angels. Gulf War veterans, as I mentioned, are suing corporations, blaming the corporations that provided the chemical weaponry to Saddam Hussein that U.S. soldiers then had to blow up after Gulf War I for being culpable, responsible for causing the veterans' sicknesses, illnesses, genetically destroyed children. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages for more than 100,000 of these soldiers. The lawyers handling this said they hope to force chemical corporations from France, Germany, Switzerland, and, of course, the United States to reject future requests for business from tyrants around the globe. Interesting lawsuit, isn't it? If you are a tyrant and you would like to wreak chemical destruction on somebody, anybody, at some given time, this lawsuit might prevent you from doing business with American corporations, or at least prevent American corporations from doing business with you. Hmm? Some of the illnesses described, gosh, this sounds like Gulf War syndrome, include memory loss, deterioration of the nervous system and brain functions, chronic fatigue, confusion, impairment of sensory acuity and coordination. According to the filing, the Department of Veterans Affairs has determined that more than 100,000 veterans of the first Gulf War have at least a 10% impairment from chemical exposure. What? What? 100,000 veterans of the first Gulf War have at least a 10% impairment? If the Veterans Department of Veterans Affairs is saying that, you know the numbers are probably 8 to 10 times as high as that. The Department of Veterans Affairs also says about 3,500 veterans have 70% impairment, and about 1,200 veterans are 100% disabled. Oh, but there is no Gulf War syndrome, don't you remember? It was just combat stress, psychological. Give the boys a couple of Prozacs and they'll be fine, right? You think the situation in Texas was weird about the Republicans down there breaking with tradition, which holds that after every 10-year census in this country, then and only then should perhaps, if it's necessary, redistricting take place within within the boundaries of a state to more give a more accurate reflection of the population density. I'm not sure what the law says at this point, but for every X thousands of citizens, there has to be one representative in Congress. What is it, Kathy? 65,000, 70, 80, something? And, of course, both political parties have used redistricting as a way to try to gain the upper hand in not just the local state houses, but also in Washington. But the Republicans now, as Republicans are inclined to do, have raised this particular type of theft and thievery to an art form. Witness what happened in Texas over the past couple of months. This attempt engineered by Tom DeLay to jigger the representation in that state so that the Republicans would have more greater control in the U.S. House of Representatives. Well, guess what? Ohioans are now facing possibly the same thing. Ohio Republicans have decided that they might take a cue from what their comrades in Texas have done, where it concerns the lines that shape Ohio's congressional districts. Republicans in that state are looking at carving up Northeast Ohio. Now, why is this important? Well, it will reshape the seats of Representative Sherrod Brown, who's a Democrat, Representative Dennis Kucinich, who's a Democrat, and possibly other House members. The Republican chairman in Ohio says, well, I've seen some plans floating around to maybe do some of this. Dennis Kucinich could be gerrymandered out of his job as a U.S. congressman. These guys are really, really something, aren't they?
So we voted for Republicans. A form of suicide. Republican side.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Laura Miller. No breakthrough in talks between Verizon and two unions representing 80,000 employees, but things are definitely heating up 2.5 weeks past a strike deadline. Verizon's largest union, the Communication Workers of America, yesterday filed federal wiretapping charges against the phone giant, charging that two company officials illegally listened in on a conference call to journalists. The CWA invited 27 reporters to join the August 13th conference call, and the union says Verizon officials dialed in uninvited and unannounced. The suit seeks an admission of guilt and punitive damages.
On the layoff watch, IBM cut 600 employees from its microchip manufacturing unit. 500 workers at a plant in Vermont will be let go, and the other 100 cuts will be spread around at other IBM chip plants. The company is also putting 3,000 workers on a week-long unpaid furlough. And at MCI, workers say management's preparing to fire about 10% of the company's 55,000-strong workforce, with the announcement of exact cuts expected before the end of the month. MCI is struggling to get out of bankruptcy, but is in new trouble now on charges of massive billing fraud, which are the focus of investigations by the FBI and FCC.
The federal government's long-running oversight of the Teamsters Union may come to an end, at least according to the union's president. James P. Hoffa says his union has received a proposal to restore governance to Teamsters officials by the end of the year and possibly even sooner. While details of the offer are sketchy, any agreement would likely require the union to appoint an internal ethics officer to monitor any potential mob influence over the union. The Teamsters have been under federal oversight since 1989 when the union settled a civil racketeering suit filed by then-U.S. Attorney Rudolph Giuliani.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Okay, hey, listen, don't be shy tonight. Anytime you want to jump in, jump in. The phone number is 800-825-5937. That's 800-TALK-YES. We'll start with our Aurora, Illinois Bureau Chief. Hi, Marianne.
Hi there, Mike. This doesn't surprise me at all that other Republican states are considering redistricting now, and what disappoints me is that Democratic states haven't. I mean, it's getting a little tiresome, everybody, all the Democrats being, you know, shocked and dismayed at what the Republicans are doing. I mean, it's these guys, you know, we know what they are.
And not fighting back. You know, what happened to the old idea, fight fire with fire?
Yeah, well, you know, that would take some moxie, and you have to admit that these Republicans have the conviction of their principles or lack thereof. I mean, they're not stopping for a breath.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's some of the most despairing things isn't the way that Republicans have been behaving, but the way that the Democrats haven't reacted.
Have not reacted
I've
at
even,
all.
Yeah, you know, right. I have just finished Sid Blumenthal's book, and he had an interesting quote. He said that his son, during the height of this witch hunt of Ken Starr's, where Blumenthal was a prominent target, his son left a message on the refrigerator that said, in the end, it's not going to be the snarls of our enemies, but the silence of our friends that we remember.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just looking around. I mean, yeah, I don't think that we can wait for there to be enough outrage generated. I mean, we have to start being active. And at this point, I'm targeting some Republican congressmen and senators with some of the information I have. I mean, what can we do? I mean, this is an all-fronts assault.
I have not understood since Clinton's private life, his sex life with another consenting adult was ripped open for everyone to look at by Ken Starr. The Democrats stood up on their hind legs and condemned him. You know, the sons of bitches, instead of just defending Bill Clinton when he was the president, I'm not saying defending his conduct, but defending the office of the presidency from this attack. This attack by these little cretins, this right wing conspiracy. And that's one of the reasons I have been, it's very hard to for me to contain myself, because I know sometimes in terms of media, I'm out here by myself. I'm not complaining, I'm not bitching, I'm not trying to seek anybody's sympathy. But when you listen to what passes for liberal talk radio, what little bit of it there is, and you see that the attempt is being made to understand our enemy and perhaps love him over to our side. Screw that.
Not a single Democrat. Let's take Iraq. Big example, the, you know, elephant in the room. Not one Democrat, and not even your friend Kucinich, has just plain out said, look, this is an invasion. We destroyed their history and culture.
Right.
We brought the population to utter destitution and chaos. The Marines stood down while one of the world's greatest museum was being ransacked.
Plus, Marianne, we have created a hotbed of terrorism.
Well, we've destroyed
where none existed.
Look, we've destroyed their water and sewage systems and their food and power plants and everything. I mean, you know, these little acts of sabotage. I'm kind of a couple minds about that. I mean, Robert Fisk, right before you came on, I was just reading an article by Robert Fisk. They showed up in a Seattle newspaper, an op-ed piece.
Mm-hmm.
And his take on it is that the United Nations could have been one way that the Bush administration could have possibly weaseled out of the dilemma that they now face.
Right.
Because we're never getting out of there. I mean, there is no way we get out of there unless we cut a deal or strong-arm the UN to cover for us. Well, now the events of a couple days ago or it was actually yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
My sense of time is...
mine too.
But, you know, like...
Well, as Fisk wrote, maybe it's the same article, who would want to go to Iraq now?
Who would want to go to Iraq? So that's just been closed off.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, when I think about it, we don't have to pump one drop of oil out of that country for, you know, Bush's buddies to get their money. They've already gotten their money.
Oh, sure.
Now, this is what I don't understand. What they say, $4 billion a month?
A month.
Above and beyond, you know, just basic... It's just basically materials and supplies, because, you know, I don't think it includes everybody's salaries, which we're all already getting paid for.
Right.
So what are they spending $4 billion on? Well, what is this going to? I mean, I've asked everybody, and they couldn't really come up with a suitable explanation. They're talking about $100 billion over the course of a year. $100 billion.
That's
about $1 million per full-time person out there.
Yes, it is. And what we're witnessing with the Bush crime family and the whole PNAC crowd and Rumsfeld and the rest of these people is right there in front of the world, the total absolute rape of another country who happened to have had a punk like George Bush as the head of the country, but the absolute rape and destruction of another country, another country's institutions, its history, and its resources. And the world is sitting back watching this. This is like Hitler in the Sudetenland. This is like Hitler in Austria. This is like Hitler in Poland. But Hitler in Austria. Nobody's doing anything.
Well, certainly not the Democrats, and I'm getting a little tired of them. I have very little sympathy, for instance, for even Gray Davis, you know, because he's just like all the rest of them, sitting back, thinking that all they were dealing with was just people with policy or political differences. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was dealing with grand theft in California.
That's right.
And didn't react quickly enough. And I don't think all these excuses about, oh, not wanting to be, you know, to lower ourselves down to their level, it's just that. It's excuses.
It's being
an accomplice to a crime. This isn't politics.
Right.
This is crime. It's looting.
Yeah, it's got to stop in terms of, you know, being a rollover and scratch my tummy, a liberal or progressive or Democrat. Well, now, you know, it is the President of the United States. To hell with that.
Well, you know, Mike, for instance, just a little while ago, I know you lost all your email, but actually so did I in the last couple of days, but I had just happened to come upon a presidential national security directive, which basically was from February 13th, which eliminated all interagency security, interagency communications boards. I mean, the groups that would communicate information between the various national security agencies. That was eliminated. I mean, it's very simple and explicitly stated. All of these committees are eliminated as of March 1st of that year.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these, all of the communication, interagency communication, goes through one person, the National Security Advisor. Now, you know, I have sent this to several congressmen, and I haven't seen this come up once.
Mm-hmm.
And all there's inquiry about why was were there communication failure, intelligence failures, and the agencies weren't communicating to each other. Nobody's brought that up.
Well, I think we did touch on this on this program. It probably was a night when you weren't with us, but
probably.
But, yeah, I
saw. But I'm just saying,
I had seen that article. Yeah, it's not been brought up the way it should be. That's right.
Who should bring it up?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
You know. And this is crazy. So, you know, of course, you know, these guys are on the outside, they're kind of like a bunch of doofuses. I mean, this kind of national security structure would be better suited to a Henry Kissinger whose, you know, intellectual bandwidth is considerably greater than Condoleezza Rice's.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if you do not care about problems being solved, if you don't care about, you know, chaos and death and destruction resulting, you just want to take the stuff and then move out.
You know, this is the
what
perfect
happened to the army privatized and being able to be bought out by the Carlyle Group or whatever.
This is the way to do it.
Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Hey, thanks, Marianne.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. Speaking of war and military and troops, military families are planning an event in Crawford, Texas this Saturday to protest Too Stupid to Be President's War. Have you heard about this? Military families speak out. You can get information about this from their website, Military Families Speak Out. That's MFSO.org or VeteransForPeace.org or BringThemHomeNow.org. Okay, there's several websites. Most of you know these websites, but VeteransForPeace.org is a good one. MFSO, that's MFSO, like MilitaryFamiliesSpeakOut.org. But here's the deal. They issued a press release. There's a rally in Crawford, Texas this Saturday, August 23rd, 4 to 8 p.m. at the football field in Crawford, Texas. And Robin sent this to me. Here's what the press release says. The truth is coming out. The American public was deceived by the Bush administration about the motivation for and intent of the invasion of Iraq. It is equally apparent that the administration is stubbornly and incompetently adhering to a destructive course. Many Americans do not want our troops there. Many military families do not want our troops there. Many troops themselves do not want to be there. The overwhelming majority of Iraqis do not want U.S. troops there. Our troops are embroiled in a regional quagmire largely of our own government's making. These military actions are not perceived as liberations, but as occupations, and our troops are now subject to daily attacks. Meanwhile, without a clear mission, they are living in conditions of relentless austerity and hardship. This Saturday, Crawford, Texas, football field, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, military families speak out. They're going to, in their way, shove Bush's face into his lies, his desertion, and his abandonment of the U.S. military. Gary is calling from Trenton, Tennessee. Gary, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
Yeah, this is my first time calling. Appreciate taking the time.
Absolutely. Welcome aboard.
I'd just like to make a comment about, I guess you'd say, the significant emotional event that happened back in the last presidential election. It kind of woke me up and got me a little bit more proactive rather than reactive. I've always been rather passive about stating my politics.
Mm-hmm.
But in the job that I do now, I'm in the real estate business. I do appraisals and auctions and whatnot. And I travel basically from the Mississippi line to the Kentucky line, from the Mississippi River to the Tennessee River.
Mm-hmm.
I got about 30 counties that I go into. And every time I get a chance, I have to say something to one of my clients or whatever. Be sure you vote and be sure we get this bum out of office. And out of all the contacts that I have had, I have not had one negative response, not one. And my point is, if all of us Democrats will stick together and start saying what's on our mind,
right,
maybe we can do something. Don't be afraid. Even if you get a little bit of negative reaction, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Republican friends, if I guess you can call them friends, that I have coffee with in the mornings that now they're even telling me, well, I'm not so proud of Mr. Bush as I was 2 years ago.
Right.
So, you know, speak out. Let's say what's on our mind. Let's get the bum out of office.
That's a good point, Gary. I know a lot of people are reluctant to do that. Most of us were brought up where basically the same way. You don't make an ass of yourself. You don't make a scene in public. But we're way past that now, and I think your advice is good. If more people would do it in their normal interactions with people, like at work or you know, in church, I'll just mention the fact that Bush has got to go. I think that's a good idea. I think that'll wake people up. At least it might make people look beyond the ends of their own noses and investigate what this administration is doing. Good advice, Gary. Good advice.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking in, pal.
Thanks a lot.
All right, sir. Hope you're going to call again. Take care. Shalabi, Ahmad Shalabi, he's the one selected by the Defense Department to run Iraq. He hasn't been in Iraq in 36 years until after the slaughter that was perpetrated in that country a couple of months ago. And the 25-member interim governing council selected by the occupying army, that would be us. The 25-member governing council, according to Ahmad Shalabi, received intelligence 6 days ago that a truck bomb was imminent in Baghdad. Now, that's according to Ahmad Shalabi, the head of the Iraqi National Congress. He said that today. He said, we knew about this. We got this information. Shalabi said, quote, the intelligence specifically said that the target would be either Iraqi political parties or other parties, including the United Nations, end quote. He added that the intelligence had warned that the attack would be a truck bombing using either a kamikaze-like driver or a remote control detonator. Shalabi said that he and the council shared the news 6 days ago with U.S. intelligence agents. Shalabi also said, quote, meetings had taken place between former members of the regime, the Saddam regime, and extremists ahead of Tuesday's attack on the U.N. headquarters that killed 24 people, including the U.N.'s top official in Iraq, Sergio Vieira de Mello. What is he saying? What is Shalabi saying? He is saying that he and the 25-member interim governing council of Iraq, punks and thugs all, no more representative of the Iraqi people than the Texas state legislature is representative of the citizens of Texas. But they had the information. They knew. They got the intelligence, and they passed it on now to U.S. intelligence, and nothing was done. Now, does this sound familiar? Huh? Reach back into your mind. September 11th, 2001. The evidence is out now that the Bush crime family knew, had gotten the information. It had been handed off to them not only by Gary Hart, not only by the Clinton administration, but by their own intelligence operations, that an attack on this country was imminent, and they did nothing. In Iraq, they knew an attack was imminent, and they did nothing. When these people die and go to their Christian hell, they're going to roast. They're going to roast for all eternity, aren't they?
Interim authority is a transition quasi-government until the real government shows up. It is a cynical world that says it's impossible for the Iraqis to run themselves.
In high places. They've stolen our country and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6. Some websites use outrageous gimmicks to attract visitors, like click here and get three wishes. But at Motel6.com, they have click six web bargains that save you even more off the lowest price of any national chain. And you can only get them when you book online. Sorry, no three wishes, but you will have more money. That's usually wish number one anyway. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. And a core hotel.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to IEAmericaRadio.com. I'll be there.
Talk, not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune into Animal Talk this Sunday.
Yeah!
Animal celebrity boxing.
We're gonna kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Tanya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Boy, come on!
I would like to see a law that says your organs automatically get donated unless you say no.
All right, Richie, have you got an organ donor specification?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want them taking me before I'm dead.
In Richie's case, what good would most of those organs be?
Certainly won't be going for his brain. Or they might, because it's never been used.
You might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday.
Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're going to kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Come on.
Conservatives, here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. Coming up next hour, we're going to have some of these sound bites for you from John Ashcroft, the religiously insane attorney general. It's going to scare you, but then again, you must be pretty brave just to listen to this program. Joe is calling from Cypress Springs, Texas. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
I'm glad to hear about it. Glad to hear that guy called from Tennessee. Give me a little hope.
Well, he's got the right idea.
Yeah.
You know?
Mike, I can't do no good like you. I ain't converted nobody.
Well, you look where you live, pal.
Oh, I look where he lives. But I do live in a bad place now. I do.
Of course, you also, it would seem to me, though, that you hang out in pretty fertile ground since you're a Vietnam combat vet and you hang out with or spend time with other veterans. I would think that there's not a veteran in Texas who respects this thug.
Well, I still got a couple in my group. The biggest majority of them, just two there.
Yeah,
I still got a couple. One of them is religiously insane, and the other one I don't know what's wrong with him.
Yeah,
he was raised Republican, and he's he just that way. I mean, I don't try to convert them. I don't. I feel like I'm wasting my breath. Every once in a while on the internet, I'll send some of them
mm-hmm.
some stuff.
Right.
But they come up. It's Clinton's fault. It's Clinton. You know, Bush was handed this. You know, they got them. The media. Even though they got the media, anybody ought to be able to figure this out. I mean,
well, the time may come.
What?
Excuse me, Joe. The time may come when. Excuse me. When some of these people may come up to you and say to you, Joe, you tried to tell me something a couple, 3 months ago or 6 months ago. Would you mind telling me again? The reason I say that, Joe, is because things are not going to get better. They're going to get worse and worse and worse. And eventually, I think this it's Clinton's fault nonsense is going to wear thin. And some of these people that you spend time with are going to come to you for an answer.
Yeah, I do know there's a lot of veterans over there that don't support him. As a matter of fact, I've been over there today.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I was doing some channel surfing today.
Hey, let me put you on hold, Joe. I'll come back to you right after the break, and we'll finish up. We've got to take a break here. And if you're on hold along with Joe, stick around. I'm going to take your call as soon as we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network, copyright 2003.
Hi,
truth seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Yes, I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says yesterday's truck bombing in Iraq at the UN headquarters is further proof that the war on terrorism must continue.
The terrorist attack yesterday in Baghdad only reinforced the importance of what we are doing. Iraq is critical to winning the war on terror. It is a critical front.
Speaking from Crawford, Texas, McClellan says the more progress is made, the more desperate Saddam Hussein's loyalists get. He says stability in Iraq is critical to winning the war on terror, and that terrorists are considered enemies of Iraqis and the international community. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has reportedly decided on a series of military strikes against Palestinian militants. A senior Israeli security source says the strikes will be in response to yesterday's deadly suicide bus bombing in Jerusalem. 18 people were killed in the attack, including 5 children. A source close to Sharon says the Israeli cabinet is expected to approve later today. The reprisals, he said, would take place regardless of a promise from Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas to arrest the militants responsible for yesterday's blast. Warring factions in Liberia have sat down for discussions centered on choosing a leader for the country's transition government. Mediators want the delegates involved in the discussions to move as quickly as possible to appoint a replacement for President Moses Blah in October. Blah assumed Liberia's leadership after former President Charles Taylor left the country in exile last week. A new leader for the West African nation will be chosen from a short list of 3 candidates selected by political parties and other interest groups.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of 3 herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
While Chicago officials continue their push to get public school students into the classroom on time to start the fall semester, local education leaders resume contract talks with the teachers' union. Chicago Board of Education President Michael Scott says he expects to see all the teachers in their classrooms on August 27th, almost a week before students are to show up.
Both sides in these negotiations are working very, very, very hard. And at this minute, we see no potential for disruption the first day of school. As far as we know, the teachers and all the support staff will be in school and on time.
Meanwhile, the Chicago Teachers Union officials say members will work under the conditions of the expired contract. The old contract expired on June 30th. Despite 21 negotiating sessions, a new deal has not been hammered out. According to the union, negotiations continue in good faith, and the sides are far from an agreement.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase.
Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears, good life, great price.
The Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement will display millions of dollars of imposter high-end designer goods in Long Beach, California today. The items were seized from an L.A. area warehouse earlier this week. The materials are valued at more than $6 million and include hundreds of cases of designer bags and wallets with names like Gucci, Louis Vuitton, and Burberry. The items were seized from a warehouse operated by Christopher Burke Carter, who's being held without bond pending a hearing in federal court today. Carter faces a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison if convicted and a fine of $2 million. Stocks ended the day lower today with disappointing results from the Dow component Hewlett-Packard. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 31 points to finish the day at 93.98. The NASDAQ dropped 1 point to 1761. The S&P 500 dropped 2 points to end the trading session at 1,000. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Bayonets ready. Take aim and fire. No, you're not in a World War I time warp. You're changing your glove compartment bulb. When I come back, I'll tell you how to hit the bullseye. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't get up in arms about burned-out glove compartment bulbs. You can relight the way in these easy steps. With protected hand, grab your bayonet bulb, that is. This little light is so called because of the protrusion at its base that receives electrical current. Now push in slightly and turn counterclockwise to remove. To install new bulb, line up bayonet with socket slot, ease in, and turn clockwise. Now relax. You've won the battle of the bulb without a single casualty. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. 800-TALK-YES is the number. We're talking with Joe in Cypress Springs, Texas.
Yeah, Mark.
All right. Where were we, Joe?
I was channel surfing, and I'm going to get this over real. I can't stand the guy. I flashed on CNN, and they had a poll on Wolf Blitzer, and it was going down the way we were safer. But the question was, are we safer now than we was before we invaded Iraq?
Right.
96% said we wasn't.
Really?
Really. And I couldn't. Which I didn't even listen to what he said. I seen the poll I got off. But I want to say something about Texas Dems right quick.
Texas Democrats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that they're holed up over in New Mexico.
Right.
MoveOn.org. And I sent it out to me. I don't know if they sent it out. They're needing donations.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't like the girl talked earlier. I'm not real proud of any Democrats right now. I don't know if they're just not they're saying stuff and the media's not
picking it up.
Not picking it up a whole lot, but they ain't saying a whole lot anyway.
Right.
But You know, we know who's behind all this, Boston, Tom Delay and all that, but they're asking for donations and stuff to help them fight their legal bills because them, every time they call this special session, it costs $1.7 million for us taxpayers.
Right.
But they're asking, moveon.org is asking for donations for Texas Stems in there because they may have to stay there indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got warrants out for their arrest, and because they are fighting a deal in court right now.
Yeah. Well, people can go to moveon.org then and get the information, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, Joe, that sounds good. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in, pal.
Yeah.
All right, you keep fighting the fight, dude.
All right, you too.
All right, later. Later, later. Oh, my God, Pete is calling from Latham, Florida. I haven't heard from you for months.
Oh, man, computer's down, all kinds of crazy things.
Yeah, well, welcome back.
Hey, cheer up, you guys.
Yeah.
I tell you, I live in a Republican district. It's Polk County, Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the type of Republican district that Tom Delay at one time would have no problem winning.
Right.
The three things that the Republicans are scared of, and I mean, hey, there's diehard Republicans saying they're not going to vote for him the next time. There's three things you hit them with, and they agree with you every time. Hey, the economy sucks. How are your kids doing?
Mm-hmm.
Can't find a job? Insurance a problem? You hit them on that economy. They agree with everything you say. Then you move to the war with Iraq, and now they're shaking their heads.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to add on something. This is the same thing that the media is not telling the masses. The same looked Howard Dean so badly and ridiculed him.
Right,
now he,
right.
The media is going to be the last to catch on. Now, as far as the Iraqi war goes, you start talking about that, and you start with those kids that are over there right now, you lay it on. You know, since Bush landed on the aircraft carrier, when they get wounded in combat, they don't even get a Purple Heart. People don't know this.
I wasn't aware of that. All I know is that the death toll since Bush had his scrotum pulled up around his Adam's apple on that aircraft carrier, the death toll is, I think we're just six shy of more dying since then than prior to that, Americans.
Sadly, it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
But
of course.
Hey, I got to tell you, I didn't know, and I want to finish this UN thing, but I didn't know that they didn't get Purple Hearts. The only reason
I didn't either.
The only reason why I know is I had a guy come into the company that I'm working for, and I was behind the counter, and he had just driven 12 hours from Carolina where his son got back. His son had gotten shot in a bad ambush about 4 weeks ago and got shot in the arm.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, the soldiers even got off the plane, the man in charge basically said, any of you gentlemen on here, go to a flea market and buy a Purple Heart. I will salute you just like any other weapon. I mean, any other, you know, veteran who's been hurt in combat.
It's
a dead ass fact.
But what's up with that? I mean, why are there no medals being approved for people who are wounded in combat? Or are we to maintain the fiction that there is no combat?
I'm telling you, I mean, I couldn't believe it when I heard, and three other people working there couldn't believe it again, and he said, listen, I'm telling you. Now, this is the guy who supported the war. His son was going over there. He was behind George Bush. He said his son's got all kinds of questions. You know, the bullet in the arm isn't going to be serious, but it'll keep him out of action.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that the families are so underreported right now that that's the least of their concerns. But when that gets out, that's going to hit like the check bouncing scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, getting back to Iraq, when you talk to these gentlemen, and remember that for your listeners too, all you have to tell them is, man, there are no weapons of mass destruction. People are actually realizing that now. Now then they realize, yeah, we were lied to. Then you start talking to them about the cost. $600 billion, they're saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the final kicker is, and this is what I love hearing out of Republicans, well, won't the UN help?
and yeah.
But you've got to talk to them like a businessman.
Yeah.
First of all, you said, we didn't want nothing to do with the UN. This was our war. The victors go the spoils. Halliburton got those no-bid contracts. Now, that's not right, but there were no-bid contracts to rebuild this. The oil's been divvied up.
Right.
I said, Why would France be interested in saving us? Why would Germany be interested in saving us? Why would China?
Or Russia.
Why would any of the... Because these are the countries that have the soldiers and they're actually equipped.
Right.
And why would they save us with money? They're not going to.
But these were,
these were
these were also four countries who had extraction contracts with Iraq, who saw those contracts ruled null and void by the occupying thugs that would be us. So, yeah, nobody's going to help us out of this mess.
Right. But, see, the U.S. media doesn't tell us this.
No,
they
don't.
They say, oh, it's taking time, their negotiations. This is what it comes down to. They're not going to send their soldiers. If they have economic issues, they're going to say, screw you. And if they have moral issues, they're going to say, hey, our people were against this war. Where are the weapons of mass destruction?
Yeah.
Now, if, God forsake, Wolf Blitzer ever opened up or brought on a guest that would bring that up, I mean, it would wake up more Republicans. And that's all you have to do is connect the dots for them. What Bush is going to run on in 2004, honest to God, this is what it's going to be. Gay marriages are bad.
Yeah, he probably is.
Yeah, I mean, the real thumpers, the Bill Bennett thumpers, you know, they've been kicked a few times.
Right.
Now, I'd say out of every 10 kicked, five are going to get up and be with George Bush, and the other five are going to say, man, let the gays get married, let them be civil unions, just get me a job, get my son the hell out of Iraq.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so...
All right, so your bottom line is the Democrats are making a comeback, huh?
Well, as long as they don't go Joe Lieberman on us, we're okay.
Well, he's not a Democrat.
Good.
Hey, all right, good to hear from you, Pete.
Hey, you take care.
Quit being a stranger. Seriously, you haven't called the program in what, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, well, I'll be
started. I started to think maybe you were just pissed off. And
oh, no, not at all. My computer went down, and I got a 1- and a 3-year-old. And
oh, well, that explains it then.
Take care.
All right, Pete, good to hear from you. Yeah, I don't like it when people disappear, you know, regular contributors. That'd be like if we didn't hear from Marianne or from Clint or from our senior correspondent, Chris, out in Minnesota. I would freak. Barry is calling from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Barry, welcome to the program. This your first time calling?
Yes, it is, Mike. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. I've been listening for about a year, and I love your show. Well, a couple quick things I wanted to talk about real quick. Number one, John Ashcroft is going to be in Detroit tomorrow, and we are planning a little reception for him.
Is there any place where people should, do you want to give an address or people should meet or congregate?
Answer has, the organization Answer has organized a protest tomorrow at Cobo Hall at 9 a.m.
9 a.m. at Cobo Hall. Okay.
Correct.
All right.
Okay, and the second thing I want to talk about, which is a little bit more involved, I've made a connection here in doing some research between a couple of Bush's policies that really happen to conflict and are going to cause a lot more misery around the world, particularly in Africa. And this all started when I got a pretty bad case of food poisoning back in April.
Mm-hmm.
And I started doing some research into it. It turns out that a Swedish study was just done, and food poisoning cases have gone up in America 2 to 10-fold since 1994. There's 320,000 hospitalizations a year in America for food poisoning.
Well, I knew it was high, but I didn't know it was that high.
320,000 hospitalizations and 5,000 deaths.
Good Lord.
As a result of foodborne illness, and most of this is viral. They don't pin it down to the exact thing, but you know, it's in reading through this Swedish study, very interesting to make a long story short. They have made a connection between this and the time when we started introducing bioengineered foods into our food supply.
Right.
And, you know, some of the modifications made to these foods may be doing something to our immune systems or may be allowing other viruses to attach themselves to the foods, which will cause us to become ill. And this is increasing the rates of illness in this country from foodborne illness. Now, we all know that the Bush administration wants to be the saviors in Africa when it comes to AIDS, and they're pledging all this money for AIDS. I don't know where the money's going to go, but they at least are trying to put a good face on the idea that they want to help the AIDS crisis in Africa. At least they're aware of it, right? But at the same time, he's also and actually accusing Europe, the European nations, of promoting famine by not releasing, you know, bioengineered foods, or by not allowing bioengineered foods into the country or into Europe.
Right.
And of course, he wants, you know, more profits for his friends at Monsanto and
Archer Daniels Midland.
Exactly,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. He wants to help AIDS in Africa, but he also wants to get bioengineered foods into the African market. What will happen if he accomplishes this? Bioengineered foods start flowing into the atmosphere, and this is a Mike Malloy exclusive here. I haven't seen this anywhere else. I haven't seen this talked about or printed. I made this connection, and I thought this will be interesting.
All right, I'm going to ask you to hold it because we've got a break. And if this is a Mike Malloy program exclusive, I don't want to be racing against the clock here.
Okay.
So hold on. We'll come right back to you after this break. We're at 800 Talk Yes. Do join us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Now, one of the things we looked for over there in Africa was whether or not countries could absorb money.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The free in free markets is not an adjective, it's a verb. We must diligently work to free the market of conniving monopolists who try to lock it down and rule like autocrats. A century ago, robber barons like Rockefeller and Carnegie used their riches to put a chokehold on commerce, buying off governments and media while crushing competitors, workers, and entire communities. The monopolist is a brute, and that's why the populists and finally the Democrats and even trust-busting Republicans like Teddy Roosevelt responded to grassroots demands to free the market using such tools as anti-monopoly laws, labor reforms, and small business protections. But monopoly continues to rear its ugly head. Today, there's a new brute on the block, exerting more power over America's economy than the robber barons could dream of. It is Walmart. Behind the aw shucks, smiley-faced demeanor portrayed in its ads, this giant is now not merely the largest corporation in the world, but the dominating economic power in our country, able to use its brute financial clout to monopolize practically any market it bulls into. Its monopoly exists because, first, it has grabbed a chokehold on the retail supply chain, able to dictate its price to the thousands of manufacturers that put products in its stores, even compelling these companies to lower their wages or to move their manufacturing to China. Second, Walmart doesn't play fair in the local market. When it moves into your community, it can drop its prices and lose money for months without affecting its overall profits, for it has thousands of stores. Your local hardware, grocery, pharmacy, and others can't do that, so they are crushed. Not by Walmart's work ethic or efficiency, but by its brute monopoly force. This is Jim Hightower saying, Walmart shrinks our economy, destroys middle-class wages, changes the face of our communities, and erodes America's values. It's time to free the market again.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
24 past the hour, we are talking with Barry in Ann Arbor, Michigan, who has a Mike Malloy program exclusive now. Go ahead, let her rip, Barry.
Okay, well, I was talking a little bit about Bush's policies in Africa, both relating to AIDS and
bioengineered food.
His push to get bioengineered foods into Africa. And, you know, he's twisting arms and doing the mafioso boss thing, and he's going to do with the threats and whatever he has to do to get Europe to ease up. And there's already signs that they are starting to ease up on this, and they're being forced, by Bush to let some of these things in. Mm-hmm. Now, my question is if bioengineered food starts flowing into the African population, in some countries where the majority of the adults are infected with HIV, okay, they already have compromised immune systems.
Right.
And if we see the same 2 to 10-fold increase in viral foodborne illness.
Wow.
In the African populations, some of which, again, the majority of their immune systems, Bush won't need to donate any more money to HIV research in Africa because they'll all die of food poisoning.
More genocide disguised as, oh, we're just here to help you. Not only the viral attachments to this food, but also the possibility of genetic allergens that, mm-hmm. Allergic reactions to certain foods. Like I know for certain that if I ate food that contained a gene from a shrimp, I would probably go into anaphylactic shock and die because I have a tremendous allergy to whatever the hell it is in shrimp that causes my system to shut down. It's just beyond belief what is happening to not just U.S. food supply but the global food supply. It's scary stuff.
Absolutely.
Really scary.
If they can, if Monsanto can get them to start growing those Terminator seed crops over there,
yeah.
Well, then the Africans won't be able to continue to grow their own food because they'll have to buy the seeds every year.
That's it, exactly. The same thing is going on or is attempted to be put in place in India.
Yes, yeah.
So,
well, we'll either kill them with food poisoning or, we'll make it impossible for the poor people there to grow their own food because they can't pay the profit margin.
It's incredible stuff, incredible stuff. Barry, thanks for checking in. I hope you'll call this program again. Thanks.
I absolutely will, Mike. Thank you.
All right, sir. Take care. I had not even thought about that, about the possibility of, it's putting one on one together and coming up with two, as Barry did. As weak as the people in certain countries in sub-Saharan Africa already are from compromised immune systems, but to do this to them then, incredible stuff, isn't it? All right, before we go back to your phone calls here, I just want to get this in. My senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, sends in an awful lot of program ideas, stories that he's researched. And he refers to this as the funniest, the funniest story of the week or possibly the year. But Chris says, we now pause for one of the funniest, most ironic headlines in a long time. And here's the headline. Pakistan to create anti-terrorism force. Then Chris writes, the country that gave you the ISI, the country that funded Osama bin Laden with CIA money, otherwise known as American taxpayers' dollars, the country that now harbors the very same Osama bin Laden, not to mention Mullah Mohammed Omar or any other al-Qaeda or Taliban member that meet with Osama bin Laden's approval. The country that gave you Pervez Musharraf by way of a military coup of a legitimately and one would assume democratic elected government. This country is now going to create an anti-terrorism force. The Pakistanis are fast learners, aren't they? This is right out of the Bush thug playbook. Well, I'll share the story with you when we come back. It's very brief, but it is. Chris is right. It is the funny headline of the week, the day, the month, the year. Pakistan to create an anti-terrorism force.
I'm thrilled to be here in the breadbasket of America because it gives me a chance to remind our fellow citizens that we have an advantage. Here in America, we can feed ourselves.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in, now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Lyme disease was first identified in the United States in the 1970s, but an author says the tick-borne illness has been around much longer on both sides of the Atlantic. I'm Jill Ledwig for Earthwatch Radio. It started with a medical mystery, a number of unusual cases of childhood arthritis around Lyme, Connecticut in the 1970s. Researchers discovered that a bacterium transmitted by tick bites causes Lyme disease, as the infection came to be known. But Jonathan Edlow says the illness has been around a lot longer. Edlow is the author of a new book on Lyme disease called Bullseye.
Lyme disease has been, although we didn't call it Lyme disease, has been around since 1909. And there are actually some bits of evidence it's been around even longer than that. Researchers have looked at ticks and mice that have been preserved in museums. And some of those ticks, we found evidence of the DNA of the organism that causes Lyme disease from as far back as 1883.
Edlow says doctors in Western Europe described cases that were probably Lyme disease from the late 1800s on. But he says the cause escaped medical detection.
For one, it was not nearly as common before it broke out in an epidemic sort of way in the mid-1970s in the Northeast. So although it may have existed before then, I think they were isolated cases. And I think because of that and because people don't die from Lyme disease, it just sort of evaded detection and fell below the radar screen.
Edlow says suburban development has moved people into prime Lyme disease habitat. Lawns and gardens sometimes create ideal conditions for deer. Deer carry the ticks and help spread Lyme disease, which, if left untreated, can cause arthritis and other chronic health problems. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to animal talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to Animal Talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
And now, the the man conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. So, as my senior correspondent pointed out, this is the humorous headline of the week, Pakistan to create an anti-terrorism force. This is the country that that has what is referred to as the Islamic A-bomb. This is the country that harbors terrorists. It's probably second only to Saudi Arabia in terms of harboring a terrorist. Its head of state, Pervez Musharraf, is a terrorist. And he hobnobs with terrorists, i.e. George Bush. But here's what the Associated Press says. Pakistan is putting together an anti-terrorism force with help from the United States, which will help train the recruits. That's according to the Interior Ministry in Pakistan. Now, the Interior Ministry in Pakistan, Truth Seeker, if you're not aware of it, is where they send people from Cuba, from the animal cages in Cuba, who don't respond to the questioning techniques administered by our interrogators. They send them to Pakistan or Jordan or Egypt to be interrogated, or Saudi Arabia, to be interrogated in a more, shall we say, vigorous way. Pakistan practically invented Central Asian terrorism and torture. Let's just be clear on that. Let's stipulate that. So the Bush crime family is sending a group of our thugs and killers over there to train the Pakistanis in an anti-terrorism force. This would be a joke. This would be the darkest of sick humor were it not for the fact that it's true. Who's paying for this? If we have to reduce it to money, let's take a look at that. You are. So am I. In terms of money, in terms of morality or ethical considerations, we are paying a much deeper price. Here we go again. The face of torture and terror on this planet is white, and it's American. It's just this. Oh, well, calm down, Mike. Screw it. You can scream and froth and foam on your program all the 24/7. It doesn't matter. It goes on to say here, a key U.S. ally in the war on terror, Pakistan has been criticized by Afghanistan for not doing enough to combat fugitive Taliban and al-Qaeda who fled across the border from Afghanistan after the September 11th attacks. Yeah. Hamid Karzai, our little oil butt boy who sits in the president's office in Afghanistan, says to Pervez Musharraf, Pervez, you're not doing enough. For heaven's sake. Yeah, that's happening. That's happening. The new anti-terrorism force will begin with 50 men. That's according to Interior Ministry spokesman Iftikhar Ahmed. What do you want to bet that Iftikhar Ahmed spends his spare time attaching electrodes to prisoners' scrotal tissue, huh? And then flipping the switch. Mr. Ahmed said he didn't know how large the force eventually would be. The force will track suspected terrorists who seek a safe refuge in Pakistan, according to Mr. Ahmed, who said, excuse me for just a moment while I go torture one of our prisoners. Oh, God. Because it is Thursday in Afghanistan, in Pakistan now. On Thursday, Pakistani Foreign Minister Khurshid Kasuri heads to Afghanistan to meet his Afghan counterpart. They're going to talk about the terrible Taliban. You know, the Taliban is right here between both of our countries. Oh, they just keep jumping back and forth across the border. We have to do something to stop this. Thank God the Americans are sending us training. Training on how to form an anti-terror unit. Oh! This is so sick. It is so sick. It is so hypocritical. It is so blatant. It is so right in your face. Pakistan is going to put together an anti-terror unit with U.S. help. Oh, period. My, period. God, period. David is calling from San Francisco. Hey, David.
Mike. Hi. Yeah, I wonder if one of the 50 guys is going to be a 6'4" or 6'5" guy named Osama Laden Bin.
Yeah, could be. Could be. Yeah. Here we go. Training the next generation of terrorists who will be bloodlusting after the U.S.
Right, sure, and they'll bid all that money coming in from the CIA and a lot of it in cash. You wonder where that cash came from, that the hundreds of millions they found in Iraq, all in cash. Just interesting. I'd like to offer, and it's just a kind of a beginning, maybe a process, but, you know, we keep hearing Democrats, slaying each other over not having some kind of a, you know, an overarching cause or theme for the next election cycle. And I decided to do a little thinking about it, and I came up with this. And, Mike, you can, you know, help me along a little bit if you want.
Okay.
I'm calling it the peaceful progressive patriotism, and in quotes, the reverse of the treason currently being perpetrated on the American people by the Bush, whatever you want to call it.
Crime family.
Crime family. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And as I look at it, and you know, you've mentioned earlier Enron and the meetings with six meetings with Cheney, one with Bush, all before 9/11.
Right.
And they find Chandra Levy's bones 1 year to the day in that park that had been searched over by every law enforcement agency on Earth.
Right.
And then all of a sudden the dust is cleared, Condit's out. I wonder what Condit knew about 9/11.
I wonder.
Enron and all this other stuff, along with that guy Baxter, who somehow died.
Yeah, committed suicide. Yeah.
Yeah, right. You know, and they said the bullet didn't leave his head, and yet you look at the back of the car, the photographs on the passenger side in the back, and you see the area where they covered it over with what looks like plastic that you'd have with your normal garbage bags you take your garbage out with each week. You know?
Right.
I noticed that, couldn't help it, and I looked at it real close and said, you know, that must have been damaged. And I understood from his wife, anyway, from information in the news, that it was never a damaged car before. Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Texas justice, right? But also, here in California, I have to say something about Governor Davis. I really feel that some of the people are being unfair to him. I think that in terms of his record on the economy and so forth, this guy was handed a lemon when he took office.
Oh, he was. He was.
Let me give you a little example from an organization out here. I pulled this. It's an official organization off the Internet.
Okay.
It's the Public Policy Institute of California.
Right.
And in the first page, they're talking about recent history. Says recent history suggests that when economic times are bad, revenues fall, and by the time the May budget revision appears, this certainly was the case in the Wilson era. You know, he had three deficits. I remember them clearly, Mike. The first little one was $2.5 billion. The next one was $6.5 billion the next year. The following year, it was $14.9 billion, and this is back during went before the energy crisis happened, before he deregulated energy, right? And this was back during the last Bush recession cycle,
right?
When economics down, unemployment up, and all the rest. And, you know, I looked at the situation and realized that, you know, this guy, Davis, you know, he had no choice but to get the state involved in the buying and reselling of energy to cap the prices off and keep them at least low enough so people could afford the energy costs during that summer and then the next summer as well.
Sure.
Old people were suffering because the rolling blackouts and their...
Let's put a bottom line on this, David. Obviously, and I think Gray Davis has finally figured it out or knew it all along, this is more of the trickery and treachery of Hillary Clinton's vast right-wing conspiracy. California has been set up the same way Florida was set up, the same way Texas is being set up, the same way the entire country is being set up to fall.
Right, and I think that we need to get back, as Democrats and moderates, we need to get back to that idea that, look, lying to the people about a war and killing 10,000 people in that country to take over its oil and lie about democratization, all that other garbage.
It's not a good thing.
Treason.
It's not a good thing. That's
no, it's treason.
It absolutely is. David, thank you.
You bet.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. It's just astonishing, isn't it? We come to this little what I call electronic campfire, internet campfire, whatever, every night and talk about this stuff, and it's just astonishing. It's just astonishing, the depths of depravity that the Bush crime family and all its satellite organizations are capable of descending to. It's astonishing to see. Oy. Ruth is calling from Orlando, Florida. Ruth, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
Yeah.
Welcome aboard.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, now I have a few things, because while I was waiting, I'm mentally responding to all the things that people have been saying in the meantime,
okay.
So you know how that is.
I do.
The gentleman that was speaking about Africa and AIDS, I had just read an article recently about, somehow it was, there's a Bill Gates involvement with this, but I'm not sure what it was anymore. But the gist of it was that along with this AIDS package to Africa was a requirement, because we don't give nothing without strings on it,
right,
that pharmaceuticals to deal with AIDS will be purchased from American pharmaceutical corporations. And
right.
The thing about that, of course, is that then they are paying jacked up American prices, so that instead of this aid actually functioning as aid that they'll be able to use, they will be spending all of it to pay American pharmaceutical companies,
right,
for this, because they won't be able to buy the pharmaceuticals wholesale.
And isn't the person who's been appointed to head this up a former CEO of Pfizer or one of the I've reported this
is
on this
there
program.
Is there any agency that has not been appointed with a Republican corporate pension? No, there isn't.
No,
okay.
There isn't.
The original reason that I had called you, that I'd wanted to talk about, was the gentleman had been talking about telling other people that, you know, how disgusted he is and he's a Republican and what he can do about it. The last presidential election, I worked in the polls in Florida, and I always work in the polls.
Mm-hmm.
I always volunteer to work in them because I enjoy it. It's, you know, democracy in action, or I always thought it used to be.
Right, right.
And I saw, in this last presidential election, I saw a couple of things that I had never seen before. One of the things that I saw was I saw more first-time voters than I had ever seen,
mm-hmm,
and they were largely Democratic,
mm-hmm,
old, young, foreign, new citizens,
right,
first-time people, and it was exciting. And at the end of the day, we knew that Gore had taken the state.
Sure.
You know, we knew from exit polls that he had just gotten huge numbers. The other thing that I saw that I had never seen before in all the elections that I had worked, and I had worked many of them, I saw all these people being turned away.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a largely white middle-class precinct.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like I was in a heavily minority one, but even in my little white middle-class precinct, I saw people turned away all day because they were being told they were felons.
Right.
And the first guy was, you know, that protested. I thought, yeah, okay, right, you know, uh-huh. But by the third or fourth, I was like, this is really weird.
Mm-hmm.
And my point for bringing that up, because I know you already have heard about this and you already know about it, is lately I've been thinking about, remember that Brian De Palma movie, The Untouchables?
Yeah.
Okay, remember when Sean Connery is talking to Kevin Costner and he's dealing with this city that is so corrupt,
mm-hmm,
that even people who would normally be good are going along with the corrupted people just to survive.
Right.
And Sean Connery, who's you know, would normally have been a really moral cop and saw it and knew what was going on, is looking at Costner and he's saying, what are you prepared to do? So the reason I'm calling you and the reason that I want to say something to you is, what are we prepared to do? And I'm not advocating fomenting rebellion. I believe in the rule of law, unlike Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have to very quickly, before this next election, get to the point where we really, each of us, soul search and say, what are we prepared to do?
Well, it's absolutely true. That's been kind of an underlying theme that we have touched on this program over the past 2 years. I have used as an example what happened in Serbia. While I was against the bombing of Serbia, I also figured that Slobodan Milosevic should get the hell out of office once the people voted him out. And what happened? He refused to go. The man, Kustinica, who had won, was just kind of standing, waiting, so that the people of Serbia, the people of Yugoslavia, descended on the parliament building and where Milosevic was, and more or less told him, either get out of there or we're going to come in and we're going to kill you. And he left, and now he's on trial for war crimes in The Hague. But the point is, I've thought about that too. What are we as a people willing to do in this country when these unconscionable thugs attempt in 2004, and they will,
oh, yeah,
what they did in 2000 and 2002.
Yeah.
And I don't have an answer, Ruth. I don't. I make jokes about, you know, I'm a liberal with a gun, several of them. I know how to shoot. Thank God I do. I'm not trying to be a wise guy or sound macho, but if my country is under threat from enemies external or internal, I will react. And I'm sure there are millions of people just like me. So the answer to the question is, I don't know what it's going to take or to what extent we are willing to act. I know this, that if I feel... if it ever comes to a point where I feel, and I'm getting close to it, that my country really, really cannot escape the grip of these fascists, then I will respond in a way that has nothing to do with voting or peacefully assembling to petition my government. And I swear before, well, I don't hold anything holy, so I just swear before the Constitution of the United States that I believe that way. So, and I'm not unique. There are millions of people like me.
Well, I'm rapidly, I've got children. You've got children.
Right.
You know, this is that seventh generation thinking. What am I not only leaving? I've got a grandchild now, too, and I'm ex-military. I'm a veteran. So is my husband, so is my daughter, so is my brother. I come from a military family. I've got people on the Carl Vinson right now.
Wow.
You know, I come from a military family, and I've always encouraged my family to support their country and serve because I believe that there's no higher thing than to serve.
Sure.
But right now I've told my youngest son that not with my blessing, not now.
Well, Ruth,
absolutely. But there was one other quick thing lately I've been thinking, too, is the guys, I'll make this quick, I'll wrap it up. The guys that signed the Constitution, many of those guys started out rich landowners.
Yeah, hold on. Ruth, I'm going to have to get you hold on because we've got a break here. We'll be right back.
What could I do? Remember that unity starts with you. Democracy dead, only time's gonna tell. Get your feet in the street and start raising some hell.
Mom, Dad,
someone's gonna try and get me to take drugs.
Wanna do something about it?
You're gonna have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day. Don't like the sound of that?
Tough. You gotta be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, folks. Jesse Ventura here to talk to you about InPhone, the advanced, enhanced, totally modern directory assistance available all across this great country of ours. Just dial 888-411-1111, and the super-friendly operator will help you access phone numbers or movie times, even driving directions to the theater. So call InPhone at 888-411-1111 and tell them Governor Jesse sent you. InPhone. How can we help you?
Only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes. Only 5 cents a minute after that. Your first 5 calls are free.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Tom Hartman
Hartman Show.
Adam, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program. What's up?
I just find it that you guys are really cynical to believe that Cheney or Bush or any of these guys would risk troop lives to make money. You must think that these guys are really evil people.
If you go back to 1998 and read the Project for a New American Century, what they were saying basically, if we're going to continue to consume 25% of the planet's oil, then our security is at risk if we can't secure our oil supplies. So we have to secure the oil supplies by seizing control of the Middle East.
Is this what you say they said, or is this what they have stated in a policy and in a
This
in
is
a
what they
contract?
Said.
Why is this on CNN every night?
It was on CNN a year ago. It was on CNN in 1998. They wrote a letter to Bill Clinton demanding that he attack Iraq, and that letter has been a public document ever since. And it was signed by all of these guys who are now in the administration.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the charts.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Justice and the American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
Five before the hour, I've been talking with Ruth, who called in from Orlando. Ruth, go ahead. Thanks for holding on.
Thanks for letting me hold.
Sure.
I had been thinking about a few things. One was the founding fathers and how many of these guys, the signers of the Constitution, started out as rich, comfortable landowners who, you know, compared to a lot of the people that came to America, these guys had relatively really good lives. And how many of them ended up by the end of the American Revolution flat broke, you know,
sure,
lost their property, lost their standing, lost everything, and lost it, but in exchange gained this country, which kind of left me back to, you know, what are you prepared to do? You know, because so many of us, I mean, as even if you think you're just scraping by compared to the rest of the world, we're doing okay, even so. So what are you prepared to do? And there's a couple of things, because I wouldn't ask the question without making a couple of suggestions. I'm not going to just work in the polls as a volunteer on election day, because the last election showed us that they're already taking their preliminary actions. We know this. They're working on the voting machines, you know, getting rigged voting machines in.
Right.
You have to, if before you were someone who just went out and voted, you're going to need to take an extra step and do more than just vote. Maybe be that volunteer. If you were someone who was willing to be a volunteer before, you're going to need to take an extra step and start hanging out at the supervisor of elections office all through the campaign and, you know, the preceding times. If you are someone who would only support the Greens or another non-major party, if you want to vote for them, go ahead and vote for them, but be aware that unless you are a registered Republican or Democrat, you are limited in whether or not you can go to a poll and watch what's going on, because the Democrats and Republicans are allowed to each have watchers in every precinct at
right.
every election.
Right.
Before I'm ready to take up arms.
I hear you.
You know.
I hear you. I guess, no, what you're saying makes sense, and I hope most people will act responsibly in the manner that that you've just said. That's one way to be responsive. I have come to the conclusion after going through the Reagan years and Bush 1 and now this, that and seeing the way the Republican Party has metastasized into something evil and ugly.
Yes.
I just don't think there's any way. Well, I hope I'm wrong. It just doesn't appear to be any way to get this country back short of sort of means other than just using voting. So we'll see. Hey, listen, we're out of time. Ruth, thank you. I hope you'll call again.
Okay.
All right, you take care. Quick break here. We'll be back. We'll have some John Ashcroft for you coming up. Stay with us. I'm Mike Ball.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
You hear that? Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah,
as
I
you
was
know.
Expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I want
a
to
different...
see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A mother of 13 from the New York City area is among those dead in yesterday's terrorist bombing in Jerusalem. Reporter Scott Salato spoke with her family and friends.
State Assemblyman Ryan Carbon was a close friend and neighbor of 43-year-old Goldie Taubenfeld, mother of 13 from the Hasidic Rockland County village of New Square.
Playing with her children, sitting outside on her porch, baking chocolate rugula. She was a very, very special woman. Her family is one of the prominent members of the New Square community, and this is an enormous loss for all of us.
Carbon says Taubenfeld was the type to delight in the joys of others. She was in Jerusalem for a wedding. Her infant son was also killed. Scott Salato, New York.
An American soldier was killed and another one injured in an accident in Iraq today. Military officials say they came under attack 110 miles south of Baghdad. The soldiers were driving in a supply convoy when they took small arms fire and struck another vehicle. Central Command said one soldier died as a result of the accident while another was treated for his wounds and returned to duty. Both soldiers were attached to the 3rd Corps Support Command operating out of Kuwait. Actor-turned-politician Arnold Schwarzenegger huddled with economic advisors at a Los Angeles hotel this morning. He spoke briefly with reporters, and Steve Gonzalez was there.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is meeting with his Economic Recovery Council at the LAX Westin Hotel, and as you might expect, there is a flood of media covering this history-making process, and the interest isn't just here in the U.S. I've noticed media all over the globe covering this event. Schwarzenegger spoke briefly to the media and is going to hold a Q&A following his closed-door meeting at LAX. I'm Steve Gonzalez.
Are you a prescription plan member who uses Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra for allergy relief? Then you should know that many plans are changing the coverage level on your nasal allergy medicine, which might cost you more money. Don't let nasal allergy relief cost you more this year. Just ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. Comparable efficacy and safety among Flonase and these products has not been established. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. If the copayment for your allergy medicine is costing you more money, ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham is meeting with his Canadian counterpart in Detroit today to come up with ways to combine investigations into last week's massive power outage. Before the meetings, Abraham promised that his investigation will be thorough, but suggests that the findings will be useless unless the nation's electricity grid is updated.
The growth of electricity demand over the next 20 years is going to be very substantial, and that unless we have significant expansion of the grid along with the development of new, more efficient transmission capabilities, that we're going to have a hard time keeping up with that growth in demand.
The outage affected the Northeast, Midwest, and Canada. Abraham promised the probe wouldn't shield the electric power industry from responsibility for the blackout. He emphasized the investigation has yet to come up with the cause of the power failure.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Cannon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in, now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Computers the world over are under attack from the So Big virus. It's one of four worm viruses circulating through emails and network connections. Middle Tennessee State University internet expert Dr. Larry Burris says the best way to protect your computer is to invest in a good antivirus program.
Make sure when you hear about a new virus that you get the update. And usually there's an icon on the desktop. It'll say something like automatic update. Get those right away.
Burris says you should never open attachments from unknown senders. Many viruses are sent as attachments that copy to disk drives, systems, and networks. Worm viruses like these cost companies millions of dollars each year in lost files and company productivity. It was a down day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 31 points to finish the day at 93.98. The tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped by 1 point to wind up at 1761. The S&P 500 dropped 2 points to end the trading session at the 1,000 mark. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ask Shirley MacLaine, and she may tell you she was Marie Antoinette or even Zeus in another life. Believe that or not, I'll tell you about some real automotive reincarnations when I come back. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You won't need a seance to see where your old car might have gone. Just drive to your new car dealer, because 12 million vehicles were recycled last year. Thanks to Open Loop Recycling, any scrap of steel liquefied in the process melting furnace can be reformed into any shape. That means fenders of old Crown Vicks or Caprices might reincarnate as hoods of brand new Mercedes. And like the mythological Phoenix, steel conquers its trial by fire and is actually strengthened in the recycling process. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. 800-TALK, yes, is the number. Before we get to the Ashcroft stuff, I know a lot of folks have been holding on a long time, like Bob, who's calling in from Longview, Texas. Bob, thanks for your patience.
Hey, Mike. Good evening.
Hey.
Mike, I just want you to know your frothing does matter.
Okay.
I can't listen to Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Reagan or Savage.
I hear that.
And I just want you to know I make copies of your show periodically, and I hand them out to customers, I hand them out to friends, and I've turned a lot of people on to your show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I look at it this way, Mike. If the Republican way is the right way to govern, then why lie, cheat, and steal?
Yeah, that's true. Good question.
And I think one thing we can do, Mike, I think the only thing we can do short of violent revolution is to boycott capitalism.
I agree, but how many amongst the 280 million of us in this country is willing to do that? I've said before, and I think history proves this, for the ruling race or religion or political ideology, living under fascism is okay.
It's okay, right?
Yeah, it's really nice. You don't have anything to worry about. All the coloreds and the foreigners and the trashy religion, like Islam and Judaism and atheists and agnostics and people like that are all kept in line. If they get out of line, well, we can always put them in death camps. The thing that worries me in this country is that because fascism is so easy to live under, it's not like communism. Communism is not an easy ideology under which to live, but fascism is very easy. So, who's to inspire us to say no to fascism? The Democrats aren't doing it. Even the Greens aren't doing it. A few Democrats, a few Greens are kicking up a little sand, making little noises about this son of a bitch. But who is really raising the country's temperature as to what's going on here?
Mike, none of these politicians are going to make a difference because they're too comfortable. They're all comfortable, Democrats, Republicans, Greens, and any Libertarians. I have yet to see anybody step up and actually make a difference in the campaign.
Well, if enough of us, though, keep talking about this, I don't mean to come across, and I think I do sometimes with some of our listeners, as a defeatist. I'm not. I'm certainly not.
No, I know you're not. It's just frustrating.
Yeah, I'm not ready to give up at all. As a matter of fact, who was it? Said, I have not yet begun to fight. Of course, he said that as his ship was sinking underneath him. But who is that? Commodore Perry? Who was that, Kathy? I forget who it was. But no, John Paul Jones. That's right. I think it was Admiral or whatever the hell he was. Captain. Oh, here we go. Now I get 1,000 emails. Thank you. But whoever it was that said, as his ship was sinking, I have not yet, or I have yet to begin to fight. And, that's exactly the way I feel. We haven't even started. All we're doing now is talking about it,
right.
hashing it over, bitching and complaining on talk radio.
But that's what it takes.
Yeah.
But, geez, I mean, even if we have to sink, Mike, we still pass the torch along to somebody else. I mean, this, to get to the point where we are right now, didn't start last month, didn't start last year.
Yeah,
and I still
true.
Think fascism eats itself up anyway. It eats itself.
Yeah.
And this whole system cannot survive off the fuel source that's the fossil fuels forever anyway.
That's right.
One other question I had, Mike, the Mazandana case, the murder or death or assassination.
The video photographer, the Palestinian who was shot dead by...
Yes, by the American tanker or something.
Right.
I was listening to another talk show, and I believe the brother of Mazandana had given an interview regarding his brother was assassinated because he was doing a story on either Americans or mercenaries of Americans burying American soldiers in the Iraqi desert.
Yeah, I've got that story posted at my website. People that want to go to MikeMalloy.com, and the first page that pops up, the homepage, it's there, that story. That photographer's brother did say that he, the brother, honestly feels that the reason his brother, the photographer, was murdered was because of what he was about to reveal through a TV program or video evidence or whatever of lots and lots and lots of dead Americans. So, and when we talked about it last night on the program, or when I talked about it, I prefaced it by saying, take this with as many grains of sand as you want, but this is the brother of this dead photographer making the statement. And then when you couple that with the BBC reporter back in February or March, who said that she had been briefed by the U.S. military authorities that any satellite uplinks, any video uplinks that were not authorized by the U.S. military would be targeted. Those people would be, the coordinates would be given on them, and they would send a missile into, or bullets, or any some kind of fire into the coordinates where that uplink was occurring, whether it was video or audio. So for these sons of bitches, excuse me, I said it again, for these people now to claim, oh, gee, this is an accident, we thought he was holding an RPG, this is a lie.
It's a lie, right.
This is an absolute lie, because they're on the record as having said they would do this.
Exactly.
They being us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, how long can they cover this, Mike? I mean, you've got to expose it sometime.
I know. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in,
buddy. Thank you, Mike.
All right, sir, appreciate your call. All right, we'll come to your calls in a moment, but I kind of want to work into this Ashcroft thing. As you probably know today, first of all, the Supreme Court refused today to block the removal of that disgusting Ten Commandments monument that this psychopathic Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore had placed into the Supreme Court building. You know, the people of Alabama should be outraged. They're the ones, through their tax dollars, that pay for Judge Moore's pay. I'm not even going to call him a judge. Roy Moore's pay, the buildings in which Roy Moore has decided to place this religious symbol. All the citizens of Alabama, whether they're believers in the Christian faith, atheists, agnostic, Jews, Muslims, whatever. But Roy Moore has put himself way above the law. He is now above the law of the Supreme Court in much the same way that another Alabama demagogue was years ago. And, of course, that would be old George Wallace. But the United States Supreme Court has decided that the federal judge who ordered this slug to get this thing out of public off of public property, the Supreme Court has decided that that is a just and proper ruling. Now, Justice, was it John Paul Stevens? Who was it that made, who has Alabama? I think it was Justice Stevens. Hold on here, let me see. Stevens asked the rest of the Supreme Court if they wanted to take the case, and the rest of the Supreme Court said no. It was Kennedy. Kennedy, Justice Anthony Kennedy, who referred this thing to the full court. Kennedy oversees cases from Alabama. Kennedy referred it to the full court, and the full court said in a one-sentence order that they were rejecting it. Now, this is not a surprise. An appeals court had twice refused to give Mr. Moore a stay. This 2.5-ton stone monument in the rotunda of the judicial building was put there two years ago. When Moore was elected, you know, he ran on Jesus's coattail, on God's apron. You know, this punk, this thug, this defiler of Christianity, this blasphemous bastard ran on, you know, vote for me or Jesus will be re-crucified. Vote for me or they're going to murder God. You know, these kind of people to me are vomitous. God, I hate them. Oh, my God, I hate them. So because the folks in Alabama, like the folks here in Georgia, when you get outside the big cities, are not the brightest bulbs on the marquee. Sorry, but that's the truth. You know exactly what I'm talking about. They elected this piece of human waste to be their state Supreme Court Chief Justice, a religiously insane fanatic. So he applied his religiously insane fanaticism as soon as he was elected. He waited until the other Supreme Court justices had gone home for the night, and then he had his robed and hooded thugs bring in this blasphemous, filthy monument to this religion that Moore himself has prostituted and perverted. So he has built a cult following around him now. I was listening to NPR today. And he's got all sorts of these tin-horn, cheesy, filthy televangelists who are rallying around Moore and using Moore as a way of raising money for their own blasphemous television ministries. But now they're saying they're going to gather down there to prevent who? I don't know who from coming to – what's it going to take? The U.S. military from coming in and removing this chunk of stone that doesn't belong there. Now, the court has said if Justice Moore is – I'm sorry. I called him justice again. He's not a justice. He's a punk. If punk Moore is so intent on this 5,300-pound monument, he has a perfect right to put it in his own office. If the people of Alabama are so intent, at least a huge chunk of them, are so intent on having this thing on display, fine, get it off public property. Have the people of Alabama designate some corporate slug to buy a piece of land across the street from the Alabama state capitol and put the monument on private ground. No problem. Now, the religious demagoguery that's going on in that state is just, again, it makes you want to throw up. First of all, it makes you want to throw up because it is so filthy. But secondly, you get the gag reflex when you think how stupid the people of Alabama must be. When they buy into the idea, and these preachers from around the country who also promote the idea that somehow the Supreme Court of the United States, as vile as it is, the federal judiciary, as vile as it is somehow trying to stop these morons in Alabama from being Christians if they want to be. No one is attempting to interfere with their bloody little religion. What they are saying is the First Amendment applies here. And by putting something like this on state grounds, you are endorsing, you are establishing a state-sponsored religion. That is against U.S. law. Roy Moore should be arrested. The police should come out. The FBI should come out, clap this bastard in handcuffs and leg irons, and put him in jail. He is violating an order from the highest courts in the country. Al Gore didn't do that. Al Gore stepped aside and said, okay, you win. Uh-huh. I'm out of here. But this smarmy, religiously insane thug, Roy Moore, who is identified as the Alabama Chief Justice on their miserable, disgusting Supreme Court, is saying, where it concerns the law, screw you. I want a legal system like the Taliban's. So what's going to happen, Truth Seeker? What do you think is going to happen? Well, you don't have to call in with an answer. I hope he winds up in handcuffs and in jail. But that's a good lead-in to another religiously insane psychopath who has more authority than Roy Moore, and that would be John Ashcroft. Stick around.
Yes, you know you got to get right with God.
Here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
The Mike Molloy
Light Show.
Who's on the newsmaker line? George W.?
I thought maybe you could ask me some of them questions.
Oh, okay. In the past, it appeared that Kucinich supported the global gag rule that you have enforced. What's your position on that?
Vice President Cheney assures me that the gag rule is very important in case I say something stupid.
Oh. What do you have in mind for the Middle East and the situation in the Korean Peninsula?
Gonna kill him.
You're gonna kill him, okay.
Gonna kill him.
Are you interested in an in-depth inquiry into the missing weapons of mass destruction?
The weapons of mass production are there. We found two trailers. Now, my daddy has an Airstream, so I know about trailers.
Yeah.
And if they roll over on a little car or something, there's a lot of destruction there.
Yeah, I see. Okay,
they flip over in those desert winds.
Yeah.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want it's me fired,
pathetic.
Too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you
it's
hate me?
True.
You
why,
hate
why
me?
Put something on that says he's a great goof, liberal.
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
State religion, that's not what we're going for. We don't want for one governmental religion. Government will never, you know, say this is the religion.
No,
we're free from society for religion.
Oh, sit down and shut up. Or make a trip over to Montgomery and tell this moron, Ray Moore, who claims to be Alabama's state Supreme Court, chief Supreme Court justice, that he's got to obey the law, George. Go do that. Anyway, up to working our way up the religiously insane food chain, we come to John Ashcroft, the bad boy of the domestic war on terrorism. Hey, I'm John Ashcroft, the bad boy. Now, this is a guy, Ashcroft, who told Bush administration officials to, in his department, to slow walk any freedom of information request, right? Violate the law, boys. These religiously insane people drive me crazy. Let me quote something. I don't know who said this. Religion is the most dangerous energy source known to humankind. The moment a person or government or religion or organization is convinced that God is either ordering or sanctioning a cause or project, anything goes. The history worldwide of religion-fueled hate, killing, and oppression is staggering. Well, I've said a variation of that myself many times. This planet is waist deep in blood because of religious fanaticism. And to me, religious fanaticism is organized religion of any sort. You want to develop your spiritual life? Go right ahead. You join a religion, you have just joined a cult. And I don't care. We can argue about this all night long. There's no point in arguing about it. That's my opinion. You have yours. Organized religion is nothing more than subscribing to the belief system of a cult. You give up everything. Your mind, your soul, your logic, your ability to reason, all of it down the toilet. John Ashcroft is the epitome of a cult follower and someone who wishes there would be a cult established with John Ashcroft at the peak. He is a maniac. He told his underlings to go slow on responding to freedom of information requests. He's in favor of military tribunals. You know, nothing about justice. Just kill the bastards. Shoot them. He ordered the carrying forward of several of the more dubious cases to grow out of the September 11th investigations. Remember Jose Padilla? There's a name you don't hear anymore, right? Jose Padilla was arrested on charges of being an Al-Qaeda operative sent here to find nuclear targets. Whatever happened to Padilla? Last I heard, he was transferred to military custody. He's an American citizen. That's what this pig, Ashcroft, does with American citizens. His public persona has become so irritating, so conflicting for this criminal, even this criminal administration, that at one point the White House approved the replacement of his press spokesman with this woman, Barbara Comstock, who herself is a right-wing fruitcake. Since Barbara Comstock has been put in the Attorney General's office to try to temper some of his more psychopathic statements, Ashcroft's exposure has been more careful and a little bit more low-key. Do you remember when he went on television from Moscow and talked about, was that Jose Padilla? Which one was that? I mean, this guy is absolutely psychopathic. Now, he was not an accidental choice for Attorney General. His conservative credentials, that would be his crazy credentials on judicial nominees, his enforcing federal porn laws, his protecting gun owners' rights were so good that Karl Rove, who handled Ashcroft's political campaigns, and Trent Lott, remember him? They engineered this punk's nomination, and the Democrats in Congress said, oh, okay, yeah, we'll go ahead and confirm him. We don't want to piss off George Bush this early in his administration. So I think it's time now, time to reveal myself. I am the Messiah. I am the Messiah.
Yes, I think you heard. Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Laura Miller. No breakthrough in talks between Verizon and two unions representing 80,000 employees, but things are definitely heating up 2.5 weeks past a strike deadline. Verizon's largest union, the Communication Workers of America, yesterday filed federal wiretapping charges against the phone giant, charging that two company officials illegally listened in on a conference call to journalists. The CWA invited 27 reporters to join the August 13th conference call, and the union says Verizon officials dialed in uninvited and unannounced. The suit seeks an admission of guilt and punitive damages.
On the layoff watch, IBM cut 600 employees from its microchip manufacturing unit. 500 workers at a plant in Vermont will be let go, and the other 100 cuts will be spread around at other IBM chip plants. The company is also putting 3,000 workers on a week-long unpaid furlough. And at MCI, workers say management's preparing to fire about 10% of the company's 55,000-strong workforce, with the announcement of exact cuts expected before the end of the month. MCI is struggling to get out of bankruptcy, but is in new trouble now on charges of massive billing fraud, which are the focus of investigations by the FBI and FCC.
The federal government's long-running oversight of the Teamsters Union may come to an end, at least according to the union's president. James P. Hoffa says his union has received a proposal to restore governance to Teamsters officials by the end of the year and possibly even sooner. While details of the offer are sketchy, any agreement would likely require the union to appoint an internal ethics officer to monitor any potential mob influence over the union. The Teamsters have been under federal oversight since 1989 when the union settled a civil racketeering suit filed by then U.S. Attorney Rudolph Giuliani.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi,
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. So Ashcroft, you know, the centerpiece of this religious fascist term is the so-called USA Patriot Act. Now, I'm not going to get into how vile that piece of legislation is, except to say that some 150 U.S. communities, is that, yeah, we talked about this the other night, have passed laws, and I think two states or three states have passed laws that say no to the USA Patriot Act. The ACLU and other groups are suing to halt some parts of the law because it's clearly unconstitutional. Now, we can all jump on the bandwagon and say, damn the Democrats for letting this pass. And I agree. There were so many Democrats that voted for this destruction of justice in this country. And the USA Patriot Act, of course, was written long before, years before, the attack that the Bush crime family allowed to come to pass on this country on September 11, 2001. The so-called USA Patriot Act has been sitting there in right-wing fascist limbo, just waiting for the right opportunity. And the bombing in this country provided the opportunity. Libertarians, this is no surprise, join with clear-thinking individuals in understanding that Ashcroft is, as far as Bush getting another term, is Bush's biggest problem, along with the economy and this unremitting act of U.S. terror in Iraq. David Keene of the American Conservative Union said that he and others worked when the USA Patriot Law was being considered in Congress to try to trim back some of the excesses. Now, this is coming from the American Conservative Union. First of all, they are lying worms themselves, but I think they are understanding just how bad the USA Patriot Act is. David Keene said he thought that the definition of a terrorist should have been more like what most Americans thought, limited to an international terrorist. Duh! But what passed the Congress was, in David Keene's words, a much broader interpretation. Keene said many members of Congress had never read the bill before it was passed. Yeah, I would say probably 99% of them didn't know what the hell they were signing. Now, there are some solid Republicans who, to me, are punks, thieves, liars, criminals, and mass murderers. But just for the sake of what we're talking about here, some solid Republicans like Butch Otter of Idaho. Butch Otter likes to say that he's one of the few Republicans who voted against the USA Patriot Act a couple of years ago. There's an article in the Detroit Legal News, Paul sent this to me, where Otter is saying this is the first of a whole group of assaults that we're going to make on the Patriot Act. Otter goes on to say it was built in one day, which is a lie. You see, it was built over a period of years, and we're going to have to tear it down piece by piece. Now, it's not just Otter. A couple of other brain-dead Republicans, Don Young of Alaska, James Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin, they have all criticized the USA Patriot Act. And because of this, the criminals in the White House, if this were a sane country, might see a little trouble on their political horizon. But this is not a sane country. We are living in a lunatic asylum now. So, Ashcroft set out yesterday on a 12-state speaking tour to resell the Patriot Act and himself. He gave a 20 before he got on the Greyhound to make his little trip around. And remember, Ashcroft was warned a month before September 11th, John, don't fly on any commercial aircraft. Ashcroft is in this mass murder in this country up to his eyeballs. He also, Jesus is waiting for him. Jesus is going to pinch his head off. As soon as Ashcroft passes through the veil, Jesus is going to be standing there and say, Ashcroft, come here. And Jesus is going to reach out with those hands with the big holes in them, and he's going to grab Ashcroft's head and pinch it off. And he's going to toss it into hell, and little demons are going to scamper after it and eat it. That's how bad it is for Ashcroft. Oh, my God. It's getting pretty late here. So anyway, Ashcroft has begun his 12-state speaking tour to try to resell the Patriot Act and himself. And he started out with a 25-minute address to the American Enterprise Institute. And guess who introduced him? Yeah, Ambassador Gene Kirkpatrick, that shriveled up old former Reagan UN. Wasn't she a UN ambassador? Oh, my God. You know, she really, truly, I'm not trying to be nasty here, but she definitely stood up to urinate. You know that, her entire life. This woman, Gene Kirkpatrick, oh, my God. She introduced him. You would think that some of these people would have the decency to go ahead and die. I mean, my God, didn't Gene Kirkpatrick do enough damage to this country back in the 80s and the 70s and even the 90s? You know, these people are just rapture on out of here. Just get the hell off of my planet. Please, go away, you know. So here we have Ashcroft, the Crisco kid. And we have a few sound bites for you here from his smarmy little speech at the so-called American Enterprise Institute. Let's start with this one. How the Fascist Patriot Act could have prevented September 11th and preserved liberty if we would have passed it before the attack on this country.
Nearly 2 years have now passed since American ground was hallowed by the blood of innocents. 2 years separate us from the day when our nation's stock of consecrated ground grew tragically larger.
What?
2 years later, the evidence is clear.
You're a nutcase.
If we knew then what we know now, we would have passed the Patriot Act 6 months before September 11th rather than 6 weeks after the attacks.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For Congress to have done less would have been a failure of government's most basic responsibility to the American people to preserve life and liberty.
Can you believe this? As you listen to this, the reason we wanted to play this for you, this maniac is saying that if we had passed the Patriot Act 6 months before September 11th rather than 6 weeks after September, the attacks never would have occurred. No, John, you jackass. It's because you and your buddies, and you were in on it. You know you were in on it, you smarmy fake Christian, you eater of Christ's dead body, you vile, vile human being. You were in on it. You know that attack was engineered by you and Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Rove and Pearl and Wolfowitz and the whole clack of you suckers who are going to truly roast in hell. So here he is again. Typical of this administration's use of newspeak, Ashcroft keeps describing how the Patriot Act, which murders constitutional rights, somehow actually protects our rights, liberties, and freedoms. You know, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, war is peace, up is down, and John Ashcroft makes sense.
We have used the tools provided in the Patriot Act to fulfill our first responsibility to protect the American people. We have used these tools to prevent terrorists from unleashing more death and destruction on our soil. We have used these tools to save innocent American lives. We have used these tools to provide the security that ensures liberty.
Yeah!
All of this has been done within the safeguards of our Constitution and the guarantees that our Constitution provides protecting American freedom.
Oh, my God.
91% of Americans understand that the Patriot Act has not affected their civil rights or the civil rights of their families.
Oh, you filthy pig. Oh, you filthy pig, Ashcroft. You filthy pig. What was that movie, The Road to Wellville, about the Kellogg family? And who? Dana Carvey played the part of Mr. Kellogg's, one of Mr. Kellogg's 9 or 12 or 13 children, right? Yeah, Anthony Hopkins played the part of Mr. Kellogg. Did you all see that movie? That is an excellent movie. Who else is in it? Matthew Broderick. It's a great movie. Bridget Fonda, The Road to Wellville. But the Dana Carvey character, who plays the part of one of Kellogg's sons, the son who just was all the time tortured when he was a little boy. He just wouldn't go along with the program that old man Kellogg was in. Well, the son came up with a very descriptive term for his father. My producer's looking at me and shaking her head like, don't you dare say it, because then you'll be unemployed. You will be off the radio for the rest of your life. So don't use the term that the Dana Carvey character used in describing his father in the movie The Road to Wellville. So I'll just leave it at that. But the second part of it is pig. The second part, it's a two-syllable word, and the second syllable is where, matter of fact, it's probably a hyphenated word, but just to the right of the hyphen is the word pig. To the left of the hyphen is another word. If you want to know what the word is, then go rent the movie, The Road to Wellville. It's a great movie, but that hyphenated term is exactly what John Ashcroft is. If you saw the movie, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Back to Ashcroft at the American Enterprise Institute as he kicked off his nationwide tour. Thanks to the Patriot Act, that nasty Brit who tried to sell the surface-to-air shoulder missile was captured. Remember that from last week? A totally bogus story. The whole thing was nothing more than a contrivance put together by Ashcroft and his psychopaths.
Well, we need to have another arrest here. Let's make up something. Well, we'll get a Jew from New York. That'll be good. We'll get an Arab speaker, and we will get a diamond merchant would be good, and we will make it appear that they are trying to import a missile from Russia. But everything will be fake and pretend, except the fact that then we will tell the American people, just like we told them on Jose Padilla, that we have broken up a terrible terrorist ring. Here's Ashcroft on how well that went down.
Emmett Lakhani is an alleged arms dealer in Great Britain.
No, he's not.
Who is charged with attempting to sell shoulder-fired missiles to terrorists for use against American targets.
No, he didn't!
After a long undercover investigation in several countries, Lakhani traveled to Newark, New Jersey last week.
Newark?
And was arrested, along with two alleged financial facilitators.
A Jew from New York.
As he allegedly prepared to finalize the sale of the first missile.
Yeah.
Fortunately, the Patriot Act expanded the capabilities of our Joint Terrorism Task Forces, which combine federal, state, local law enforcement officials into a seamless anti-terror team. A team with international law enforcement and intelligence agencies.
Doesn't it sound like he's getting sexually aroused there? I mean, it really, really does. If you listen to him, and to use this as an example, a totally made-up event. A Jewish diamond merchant, an Israeli-British citizen, a bunch of CIA, an Arab-speaking British citizen, along with a New York a Jew, and a bunch of half-witted, Christian FBI agents running around, a fake guy in Russia who says, "Da, we have missile to sell you, da. And here's Ashcroft using this as an example of the USA Patriot Act.
I'm waiting for emails from those of you who saw The Road to Wellville and who know what the term was that so perfectly applies to Ashcroft. But anyway, this is the example he uses to show how well the Patriot Act is working. Now, last one. More newspeak, of course. But I want you to listen to the clear evidence of sexual arousal inside this moron. As he talks, this time, you know, slavery is freedom, war is peace. The Patriot Act is a tool of liberty.
Providence, which has bestowed on America the responsibility to lead the world in liberty, has also handed America a great trust to provide security that ensures liberty. We accept this trust not with anger or arrogance, but with belief. Belief that liberty is the greatest gift of our Creator. Belief that as long as there is an America, liberty must not, will not, shall not perish from the earth.
Oh, my God. Religion? Oh, it's Eugene Peterson, who said religion is the most dangerous energy source known to humankind. The moment a person or government or religion or organization is convinced that God is either ordering or sanctioning a cause or project, anything goes. The history worldwide of religion-fueled hate, killing, and oppression is staggering. All right. Oh, my God. That's our Attorney General. We did not play for you all the references to God that Ashcroft made, right? They were legion, weren't they, Kathy? It just went on and on. God and divine providence and the Creator. And he didn't mention Jesus, huh? Oh, he hates that when he can't talk about his Lord and Savior. Yeah, he does. He has prayer meetings every morning so he can talk about his Redeemer then. But like I said, when Ashcroft finally dies and crosses through the veil into his religious fantasy, Jesus is going to be waiting for him. He's going to pinch his head off and toss it to the demons in hell, who will then have a snack.
Liberty must go. There's more to gain in war than peace. Let the weapons flow. Destabilize the Middle East. Enrich the CEO. Lie down, people. Lay down your Bill of Rights. Tell James Madison we had to let those amendments go.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Welcome back to the It's Not Your Fault You Didn't Know show. We're talking about the best way to spend your weekends, and we have two special guests right now. On the phone is the Terminator himself, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Arnold. And our other guest in the studio is George W. How are you today, Mr. Bush?
What's the matter?
Okay, all of our listeners want to know what you do on your weekends. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can listen to the best of left-of-center political talk radio on Sundays now on IE America Radio Network.
That's amazing.
George, yeah, your final words.
Stop it!
Thanks for joining us. Tune in tomorrow, same time. Have a nice day.
Just shut up!
The best of progressive talk radio can be heard on Sundays now on IE America Radio Network. For more information, call 1-800-397-8255 or go to IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hasta la vista, baby.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com. And join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Jesus washed the blood stains from your hands. Will he welcome you into that peaceful land? Will he forgive the killing, the wars you have planned? Will Jesus wash the blood stains from your hands?
Restoring balance to talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, I got an email here from Lorianne. Lorianne has seen the movie Road to Wellville. So Lorianne knows the term that the son, and as Lorianne says, it was George Kellogg, who had a very descriptive term for his psychopathic father, and that's the term that applies so perfectly to John Ashcroft. I love that. I'm sorry. I just love that term. Oh, my God. Hi. Don is calling from Pontiac, Michigan. Hey, Don.
Hi. How are you?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Okay. My original thought, kind of after listening to your Ashcroft stuff, I think I'll hold it for maybe another time.
Okay.
Although I find that... Ashcroft reminds me so much of the propaganda minister of Nazi Germany.
Goebbels?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I watched a couple of old movies recently.
Mm-hmm.
One was Judgment at Nuremberg, and the wonderful speech that Burt Lancaster gives about his own responsibility, and then at the sentencing when Spencer Tracy is talking about responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I also watched an old movie, Gregory Peck starring as Patton, and the scene that kept popping into my mind when you were talking about Iraq was how he was, the country's been invaded, he's basically the military leader and has to leave,
right.
And he's telling his people, go out and become guerrillas.
Right, exactly.
Which is basically what has happened in Iraq.
Yeah.
We have turned practically every Iraqi citizen into a guerrilla, and we're also turning Americans into guerrillas. The woman who spoke from Florida,
mm-hmm.
I have constantly could never understand, because I, especially since it's right wing, these patriotic militia groups.
Right.
But I'm almost beginning to believe some of what they're saying when they talk about our government.
Well, they had perhaps the right story at the wrong time. Don, there's the music, pal. We are flat out of time.
Okay, one last thing, though. My son listened to you and said that you sound like Thomas Paine.
Well, tell your son I said thank you. Don, appreciate you calling, pal. I hope you call in again when I don't leave you on hold for so long. Program tonight engineered in Detroit by Brian Pace, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. Kudos to Mark Marshall, our webmaster, MaximumInteractive.com. And a big thank you to Jim, our Arkansas Bureau Chief, for the music. I'll see you tomorrow night. I hope. I really hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Things in my mind, and I say, let's try this.
Hey,
and
here's Nancy in the background.
Nancy.
Oh,
hey, Nancy.
Am I on the air?
Oh. Hello.
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 Sorry.
You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really?
You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy.
On the IE America Radio Network. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance.